The Sudanese Security and Defense Council met on Sunday in Khartoum, where they stressed the importance of using necessary force to save lives and property, confront all forms of lawlessness, and support equal citizenship rights in Darfur. Sudan's Interior Minister Al-Tarifi Idris told reporters in Khartoum after the meeting that the government will be sending a joint force comprised of Sudanese armed forces, police, and the paramilitary rapid support forces to restore peace to the Darfur region. Local residents of Al Janina town in West Darfur state say 60 people were killed and many others wounded Saturday during an attack carried out by suspected armed Arab militia on Mestari village, some 40 kilometers south of Al Janina town. Speaking in Arabic to South Sudan in Focus from Al Janina town via WhatsApp, resident Adam Rijal says the attackers went on a rampage destroying property, killing livestock, and raping women and young girls.
The latest attack on Mestari village led to the killing of 60 people and the injury of 54 others. The wounded have been transported to the military hospital in Ajinena town. Thousands of civilians in villages around Ajinena town have fled to the town.
Speaking in Arabic from Al Janina town, Abdul Mahmoud Hussein, who works for the local NGO Charity and Development Organization, confirms thousands of families were displaced and are seeking refuge in public buildings in Al Janina.
Hundreds of them, including women, children, and the elderly, walked on foot up to Ajinena town. The majority of them are now occupying government buildings, including the headquarters of Ajinena locality, Al Gadima, and a Sultan schools, among many other buildings.
Rijal says there is an escalation of violence against civilians in Darfur could also amount to genocide and crimes against humanity. He says the government should intervene and put an end to the killing of innocent civilians.
Civilians in the Darfur region are suffering from organized atrocities. These are crimes that I can't explain. Crimes that should touch the conscience of humanity and the world. Darfur people, including IDPs, do not deserve these unconscious crimes to be committed against them all the time.
Rijal called on UN agencies to help the displaced who, he says, are in desperate need of food, medicines, and shelter. Speaking to reporters last week in Fataborno town of North Darfur state, Sovereign Council member Ibrahim Jabri Ibrahim said the transitional government is committed to resolving the trouble in Darfur once and for all. Speaking in Arabic after the meeting with traditional leaders, youth and women activists, Jabir says a joint force will be deployed in all conflict zones of Darfur to restore stability and safety for civilians.
We have agreed on issues that pertain to security protection, and we are expecting the joint forces to arrive here today to protect our civilians and protect the agricultural season and engage in a disarmament process. We don't want to see firearms illegally possessed by civilians. We have agreed on all these points, and the government forces should be here soon.
Jabir also vows to disarm armed militia in the entire Darfur region and to prosecute criminals in the court of law.
Because of the urgency of the matter with regards to achieving justice in the area, we will be sending a team of prosecutors on the ground to carry out investigations on all crimes that occurred. And all those who might be found involved in committing such crimes will be taken to court.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said late Sunday that the attack in Mestari village in West Darfur state was one of the latest in the series of incidents reported over the last week in which entire villages were burned, markets, shops were looted, and infrastructure was damaged. For VOA News, I am Michael Atid in Khartoum.